Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Our special guest now, Barry Shore, joining us, and living proof that anyone can be happy. And Barry, the list is long of accomplishments you've done. I'll leave some of those for you to share with us, but I've been looking forward to talking to you now for a week plus. Welcome to Rush to Reason.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, John Rush, I am just so thrilled, but how can I say categorically that every one of the million-plus people listening to you right now is good-looking? Because if they tuned in to Rush to Reason, they're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person, John, always looking for and finding the good.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate that. And you know what? I like you. I believe every day you get up, it's a choice we make every day, whether we're going to be happy or whether we're going to be, you know, the opposite, mad, angry, depressed, whatever it happens to be. I just am one of those individuals that, you know, every day when you get up, you got to make a choice to do those things. Otherwise, let's face it, life will get you down if we let it.
Absolutely. And that's the genius of living in our great, amazing, wondrous republic.
Amen.
Called the USA. I'm listening to you, John.
Amen.
And I am just loving. I am energized.
Well, I appreciate it, Barry. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur myself. I've been self-employed since I was 22 and really longed to do that even as a kid, wanted to own my own business. And I literally, you know, have for a very long time. I know you're of that same blood. And I think, I'm not trying to, you know, put those of us that are entrepreneurs on a pedestal by any means, Barry, but I do believe that as entrepreneurs, we have to get up every day and think about things positively, because as entrepreneurs, if we don't, we will never succeed. I think it's one of the core things that we as, you know, owners have to do. Otherwise, we'll not beat the competition. We'll not win daily.
Absolutely. And John, to your point, the genius of living in our great society is that we can be of service. And in my humble opinion, being an entrepreneur, being in business, is the greatest calling possible.
Agree.
Because when you do that, you're giving service.
That's right.
And that's what happens. When you give more service, the other things come along. They call it money and wealth. But it's really all about giving, because business
right.
is both transactional and transformational. And that's the opportunity we've been given in our greatest country in the world.
I agree. I know, Barry, that, you know, you're somebody, again, you choose joy, you've done what you do, and, you know, hats off to you. I think you've done fabulous, and I enjoyed reading all about you, your story, and so on. But talk about what happened in 2004.
Well, let's do it this way. Imagine everybody standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, completely, totally paralyzed.
Mm.
And it was not from an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body, John. In a matter of a few hours, I was completely, totally paralyzed. I was a quadriplegic.
Wow.
144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years on a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I am vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still cannot walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. but you hear my voice.
Yep.
Positive,
yep.
Purposeful,
amen.
Powerful, and pleasant.
Amen. Good job, by the way. And, okay, so question, I guess, just even on the – you had something what they call basically French polio. Is that common, or is that something very, very rare?
Very rare in the sense one out of 200,000 people in the United States. So it's it's not your everyday thing.
No.
But the good news is that when you live with the three fundamentals of life, then it doesn't matter what happens. And those three fundamentals, John, are, number one, life has purpose,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it does.
When you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym, which stands for Make a Difference. Mm-hmm. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference. And the third, and this is what John Rush really likes, you can uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Simple example, the word SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, now stands for, John, in your world from now on, seeing miracles in life every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well
I like
said.
That.
I mean, perfect. No, you are spot on, Barry. And I believe this is true. But I'm going to still ask it as a question. Can optimism be taught? Because I think there's a lot of folks out there that would say, nope, not in my world, it can't. But I would disagree, and I think I'm on your side. I believe it can be.
Indubitably, absolutely. And the proof of it is that the what's happening right now, John, is that this show is not about Barry Shore. It's not even about John Rush.
Nope.
It's about you, the person
that's
listening.
Right.
And all that's asked of you is to become the best you possible. You don't have to be John Rush. You don't have to be Barry Shore.
That's
be
right.
The best you,
that's right.
And you will unfold. Your natural being will be the best possible, and therefore you make a difference in the world.
That's right. Barry, do you think that, and I do, I feel like one of the, even though it's a huge blessing in some ways, I also think social media can be a huge curse, especially in some of the things that you and I are talking about, because the comparison game gets really big on social media, and what you just said a moment ago about being you sort of gets tossed away because everybody's trying to be somebody else rather than be the best they can be.
Well, this is the reason people tune in to John Rush, because you are the rush to reason. The more that you look at others, then the more that you will not find the best you.
Hmm.
So I beg people, my forthcoming book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, I talk about people going on a fast, and a fast of literally putting away the Instagram, putting away Facebook.
Yep.
And by the way, we're not talking about for days on end going to a cave. I'm talking about carving out an extra 20 minutes a day, maybe an hour, and learning how to just be with yourself. Let's be blunt. Where are you? You're in Colorado? Come on, and you touch how many states? There's no more beautiful place in the country except
Agree.
Where I live.
Okay. Agree. No, you're exactly right. And Barry, I'll go one step further in what you just said a moment ago. I think with social media, not only doing some of those, you know, call it a fast, call it a time away, whatever, I would also say that you had better be able to control social media in your life. Or if not, Barry, I'm gonna make a bold statement. If you can't control it and it controls you, you better get rid of it.
Well, let's talk about money. Because to my mind, I was raised, thank God, by a number of people. My parents were great, loving people, beautiful family, very regular people, lower middle class. But thank God I had a relative who was extremely wealthy. And he told me when I was very young, maybe about 13, 14, he said, Barry, I like you. I think you're going to do well in life in terms of business. I want to teach you something right now. Money is a wonderful servant. It is a god-awful master.
Yes.
And if you let it rule you, you will be ruined. So it's not that social media is very similar to that, John.
That's right.
If you let it take over, then you become its servant instead of being the master. And it's much more fun being a master than a servant.
I like the way you just said that. And I think one of the things that we get wrong in this country a lot, and I think it's just because of, you know, ideologies and even some teachings that have probably come out of out of different, you know, faiths and churches and so on, is that, you know, money is evil. And it's not that money itself is evil. It's the worship of that money, Barry, like you just said a moment ago, or how it's controlling you. The reality is, if we use money in the right way, it's a fabulous tool.
Oh, it is so much fun when it's just not the object of your life. It's so much joy. Again, the topic of my life, I am the ambassador of joy. And joy stands for generating ongoing youth. Mm. If you really want to live well and every single day of your life and all the time in that day, then generate ongoing youth. Doesn't matter what your chronological age is. Chronologically, I'm 72.
Yeah.
Metabolically, I'm 46. I swim now. John, you ready for this? Through my paralysis, I learned how to, I don't walk very well, but I can be in the water. I can swim. I now swim 2 miles a day.
Wow.
And I do that 6 days a week.
Awesome.
And I've accumulated more than 8,000 miles in the past 12 years.
Wow.
And it helps keep me sane.
It's amazing.
The beauty of it is, though, that my mental acuity is now 28. And here's what I'm going to share with everybody listening. My SOW is 8.
Wow.
So John is thinking, so, okay, this guy's not a pig. He's not a hog farmer. What's an SOW? SOW stands for sense of wonder. My sense of wonder is an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Not childish.
Awesome.
Childlike.
Awesome.
When you do that, then you are fully living in the moment and enjoying yourself and sharing with others.
Barry, I know there's folks listening that are listening both to you and I saying, yeah, well, you know, you guys have done some things. You've been successful. Yeah, you've had some setbacks. We get that. But you're different. You're not me. You don't have all of the issues of my life on me at this moment. So, yeah, it's easier for you guys to choose joy. But how can I do that? And so, Barry, I guess I'm going to ask you the question for those that are listening saying that. How do they choose joy? How do they get up every morning and do it differently than they did yesterday?
Outstanding question. By the way, I don't mind anybody asking, and it's the kind of question, if you don't, then you're not listening and you're not human, right?
Right.
So let's talk about the 6 most important words that anybody can internalize, utilize, and leverage in their life. And then we're going to talk about the word that's haunting everybody. So the 6 most important words, John, are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice. Not chance determines your destiny.
Mm.
And let's take a look. The most searched word on the internet today, and the word that everybody's talking about, is not pandemic and it's not vaccine. It's stress.
Yeah.
Stress.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I want you to look at something, John. The word stress is spelled S-T-R-E-S-S. We're going to look at it 2 different ways. The first way stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Ah,
I love it.
My job, I'm going to lose my house.
Yep.
My wife hates me. My cousin committed suicide. The kids are going crazy. Don't you know what's going on in the world? Ah!
Yeah, yeah.
That's how people approach stress, and I don't blame them. But let's look at another way. Stomach-turning reality. Oh, yeah. You may have lost your job. You might lose the house.
Right.
Your cousin did commit suicide, and the kids are going crazy, and the country may be going to ruin. But enabling self-success, choice, how you choose to respond in any situation is really making a difference. Stomach-turning reality, enabling self-success. Choose to respond in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. And guess what? You will make a difference. Yeah. You'll be mad.
That's right.
You'll be living in purpose. And people will say, what's got into you? You'll tell, hey, I heard John Rush and this guy Barry Shore, they talked about joy, and I'm digging it.
You know, it is. It's one of these things, Barry, that our natural human state would be to not choose joy, but rather look at the opposite, look at the negatives, woe is me, you know, get down on yourself. The reality is, everything you're saying is correct. You literally, at least I know I do, I've got to get up every single morning, wake up and say, all right, Here's what I'm doing today. I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to find the best in what's going on. And you know what? Life throws all sorts of things at us. I know all of my listeners know this. I'll share this with you. But my brother's got brain cancer. He's not doing super well at the moment. Probably going to head back down to Texas and see him in a few days. And, you know, in spite of all of that, Barry, the one thing I keep trying to share with my family is there is even joy in what we're going through as a family right now. And, you know, at the end of the day, we'll all be together. We know exactly where we're going and how it's going to work. And the reality is we can still, as a family, even though we're going through what we're going through, choose joy and be an influence upon others at the same time.
John, you are so wonderful. First of all, what is your brother's name?
Mark.
Mark. So we're going to say a prayer together for Mark. But in the same token, I want to share with you two things. We're going to teach the world and all your listening audience how to say F you to the world and have fun doing it. And that's number one. And number two, I just did an interview with an international magazine yesterday, and they asked me to talk about the five most important things that somebody could have told me before I became paralyzed. It would have helped. And I won't tell you the deep part of it all, but there's one of the points that is really amazing. The five things are slow, adapt, gift, buttons, and people. So forget all the others, but look at gift. When you recognize, in this case, either it's Mark or the family, that what Mark has is a gift and not
right.
a punishment,
right?
And that the gift of life is there every moment and bringing people together, that becomes the glue that binds you and enables you all to be good-looking. Remember the key of being good-looking? Always looking for and finding the good.
Right.
I got to tell you one quick story.
Right.
So I love using four-letter words. I'm just telling you right now. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, the four-letter words that we use are love, life, grow, hope, free, gift, pray, play. Those are four-letter words.
Right, right.
And I use the four-letter F-U word because it's fun. I do it for the shock value. And the four-letter word we use is fun.
Yeah.
Fun. And people say, but Barry, fun is spelled with three letters. I say, not in our world. In our world, the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, it's the Dr. Seuss world. Thank God for Dr. Seuss. We spell fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. So everybody listening, when you see your family and friends later today, you point the finger, have a smile on your face, remember that stands for, and you say, F you, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? I said, hey, I listened to John Rush. He had his guy on, and he told the world to go F you.
Yeah.
Capital N, capital N.
Good stuff. Barry, it's awesome. It's been a joy having you. I really mean that. And again, I cannot stress more, everybody listening, what Barry's saying is exactly right. This is the thing you have to do every single day. And Barry, you know as well as I that literally the most successful people, and I realize there's some folks that are trust funds and they get money different ways, but those that have made money and understand what you and I are talking about, do what you're talking about every single solid day or they wouldn't be where they're at.
Absolutely. John, before we go, can we do two things?
Yes.
I want to offer a free gift to everybody listening, and can we give a big hug and a blessing to everybody?
Let's do it.
Okay, the free gift. Go to www, which stands for whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, /free, barryshore.com, and free.
Okay.
And the blessing, our blessing to you, John, everybody listening, go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
Awesome.
Go make a difference.
Barry, I appreciate it very much. Love you. Thank you so much. We'll have you back. This has been fabulous. And you know what? Just Lord bless you. Have a great afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Be well and do well.
Thanks,
enjoy.
Barry. Appreciate it very much. Great stuff, guys. And I'll have to change our breaks around a little bit because I know we went long with Barry. But, man, what a great guest. And, folks, I really do mean what Barry was saying, and I will just reiterate everything he said. You have to choose joy every day, especially in the world we live in right now. There's so much negative out there that if you live that way, you too will be the same way. And we don't want to be that way. We want to be positive, have fun, be a good influence, and most of all, enjoy life. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, by the way, one of the greatest guys as I know as far as that goes as well. He loves life. He enjoys living life. He's a great guy. He wants to make sure you live yours to the fullest. And you're protected and insured at the same time. 303-662-0789. That's Paul Leuenberger, my agent, calling today, telling him Rush to Reason sent you.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
A good shop, folks, where, hey, they can make your vehicle as good as new, in fact, better than new. There's a mobile estimating app on their website. You can find that at klzradio.com. But they will get your vehicle fixed up as good as new. Three locations to serve you in North Denver. Again, go to klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And, yeah, special thanks again, Barry Shore, and we'll get him back on again. Charlie and I were just talking about that. Man, what a great guest, and would love to have him on a routine basis. And Charlie even said during the break that how could you feel sorry for yourself after listening to the things that Barry has gone through, even physically, and yet has the outlook on life that he has. So he's got a new book coming out here in the near future. Again, we'll get him back on, The Joy of Living, how to slay stress and be happy. But again, we'll get Barry back on. And again, I appreciate him joining us. Just an awesome, awesome guest. So we're trying to get Jennifer Kern on. If we do, great. If not, then we will just continue on like we always do. There was a Cordova high school principal placed on administrative leave for his free speech video. I'll get to that as we can, but that is a very interesting topic that we'll cover here in a few minutes. We'll get Jennifer Kearns on first, though. Jennifer, welcome. Rush to Reason. How are you today? Hello, Jen. Are you there?
I'm here, John.
There we go. How are you today?
Good.
What is new in Jennifer's world, by the way?
Well, I'm fresh off of CPAC over the weekend where, you know, that very topic was the subject of much discussion, you know, the canceling of American speech, something that, you know, we don't take kindly to. I, you know, no sooner come home than to read in the headlines that, you know, not only is the Democrat Party trying to do that to each individual, you see that members of Congress are actually trying to do that to the big three center-right networks. I couldn't help but notice that Congress formed a committee and are calling on the cable platform providers. These are the big guys. Mm-hmm. These are people like ATP, UVerse, Comcast, Cox Communications, Amazon, even Roku. Congress reached out to them and started poking around saying, hey, did you carry Fox News, Newsmax, and OANN during the election, before the election, and after the election? And in fact, they asked some pretty chilling McCarthy-era-like questions, I thought, by also asking these cable providers, you know, hey, the next time Newsmax, Fox News, and OANN are up for renewal, are you planning to carry them on your platform? And if so, why? Now, John, does that remind you of the McCarthy era question? Like, have you now or have you ever been associated with Fox News, CNN, or OANN?
Yeah, and you know, and for those of you listening, by the way, the answer to that is it's none of your doggone business.
Right. I mean, but that is where the Democrat Party has gone. It's so chilling that this is what they've chosen to do with their newfound power in Congress. And I don't think that's why the American people, at least half of them, elected them to go to Washington, D.C. and do that. And here's the most ironic part. You know, there's always hypocrisy involved when it comes to the Democrats, right? So for 35 years, they beat up the Republican Party, and they held Ronald Reagan responsible for what he did in the 1980s, which was he ended the Fairness Doctrine. That was a rule that said, hey, if you're one of the big broadcast players, ABC, CBS, NBC, you actually have to cover both sides of the issue. You have to have candidates on from both parties if you have one of them on. And Ronald Reagan said, hey, we don't really need that. We'll let the market speak. Well, Democrats have really been upset about that for 35 years. But what's the first thing they do when they get in office? They do the same thing, actually worse, that he did. They're actually trying to get those networks kicked off of these platforms. And it just goes to show what they're really about.
It does. And Jennifer, back to the Fairness Doctrine and, of course, you know, Reagan, and then, of course, Rush Limbaugh and the things that he did, which, you know, we mourn his passing. But, you know, he was a great pioneer when it comes to the things even you and I are doing today. But the fact of the matter is the left has yet to produce any kind of a decent, you know, talk show that people will continually turn into. I mean, here in town in the Denver market, you know, we've even had entire stations dedicated to the left's platform that frankly fail because that platform doesn't work. So you would think that alone would tell them something.
Yeah, you would think so. And look, it goes to show that the Democrats really, their message is really not that popular. Because when they want to get their message out, they have to do it through, stations like PBS. They have to, you know, commandeer shows like Sesame Street. They have to do it through, you know, national public radio. These are all things that are funded by you and me, the taxpayer. I mean, it really does speak volumes.
It does. Or, you know, the other thing, too, don't forget, they also get their message out through, let's be honest, things like late night talk shows and, you know, Saturday Night Live. And, of course, the, you know, the left's influence in those areas is so big that they continue to push out that propaganda. And I mean it as propaganda because that's what it is. And they've got control in those areas. What's interesting, though, Jennifer, is they've not been able to compete in the what I call open market. The only way they've been able to compete is pushing things out by things that they own, not because of the free market.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And look, they get their message out also through Hollywood, where most of those players and actors are far left Democrats.
That's right.
I mean, that you're exactly right. So, look, it's interesting. That's what they're choosing to do, is go after the cable networks. I mean, it's almost laughable that they're going after Fox News, because Fox News went pretty far left.
Yeah, I was going to say I would not put them in the same camp anyway. So if the left wants to, more power to them, but I wouldn't.
Right. But you know, they're probably hedging their bets there that, you know, Fox is going to return to being a conservative staple. But it just goes to show they're trying to sweep everybody in that has ever disagreed with them. And, you know, it's very much reminds me of the McCarthy era in Congress. And, of course, the two Congress members who were trying to knock those cable providers off the air are from California. So no surprise there.
Yeah, imagine that. Where do you see this going? Do you think this will gain any traction at all, or is this just a lot of lip service? What are your thoughts?
Well, I was enheartened by two of the cable companies didn't even respond to the congressional letter.
Good.
So that's good for them. But we also know this stuff is pretty chilling. So even if it doesn't go anywhere, you can bet that those platform providers, you know, this does sit in the back of their mind as they make decisions about who they're going to carry and who they aren't. You know, look no further than Amazon, you know, their recent deplatforming, basically, of Parler. you know, it's going to get challenging, I think, for center-right companies to communicate over the next 3 years when these guys are in charge.
Well, I guess question for you would be, is there the possibility that, you know, we've seen, you know, for example, Newsmax, you know, sort of make a rise, if you would, and there's been some others like them. Do you see more, you know, players, I guess, in the market, you know, coming out, or is what you just said a moment ago going to happen instead?
Well, you know, I believe in the American spirit to the very end. And here's what I think is most fascinating about people like Newsmax. Newsmax announced over the weekend that they had 5 million people download their app over the weekend, just over the weekend. And so that's pretty remarkable. Mm. Think about this. If Newsmax were to ever get kicked off any of those platforms, if you wouldn't be able to find it on your, you know, Cox Communications or your, even your Roku because of this congressional inquiry, you could just open your app and there's Newsmax. And
right.
So that's pretty good. But Congress could certainly go to Apple and say, hey, why are you hosting the Newsmax app on the Apple store? So you can see how this is a very slippery slope, and this gets pretty dangerous in terms of limiting the choices of where people get conservative news. But so far, so good. I think that people are onto what they're trying to do in Congress, but I think it's going to get pretty tricky for conservatives to sort of stay afloat and be able to find their favorite sources of news online and on TV.
I agree, and I think, I should say it this way. I hope that the American entrepreneurial spirit is strong enough that it will overcome some of the things even that you're saying, and I think I have some faith that, in fact, I think that will. I mean, I think anytime there's an opportunity, folks will figure out a way to fill that in. And I also think that the conservative spirit in and of itself is strong enough that they're going to find ways to make this work. What I'm really getting at is I think no matter how hard the left tries to shut some of these things down, I think if they're not careful, it's liable to backfire on them, because a lot of cases when you shut something down, you actually make things a lot worse. Case in point, here in Colorado, our goofy governor here decided to make March 20th No Beef Day, when in fact we are definitely, as you know, Jennifer, a beef state. He is actually probably driving more beef sales right now in what he did, and it's literally backfiring on him. This is not going to be a no beef or no meat day. It's going to be an excess of people eating beef because of what he's done.
Right. And look, that is the indomitable spirit that still is Colorado, right? If you tell people in Colorado they can't have guns, then they're going to recall you
right.
And make sure that they can. If
That's
you
right.
If you have a no beef day, they're going to have a beef with that. So good on you, Colorado, for doing that. Look, nobody can tell you what you can and can't do in this country, you know, as long as you're not harming others and doing that. And I'm glad to see that spirit still alive and well.
Well, and I'm one, I guess maybe I'm a little more optimistic. I guess I am optimistic, I should say. And I think that spirit is alive and well across the country. So as much as, you know, those that are in power, the Bidens and Harrises and the like, and Schumers and so on, as much as they want to try to shut some of these things down, I really do think, Jennifer, if they're not careful, it's liable to backfire and really come back to haunt them in 2022. So I'm giving them fair warning. Be careful what you do, or you're liable to all be out of a job.
Yeah, I think that's true. And look, they have about 18 months left to run free and do this overreach that they're doing, and they have overreached. The problem is, you look at some challenges facing Republicans. We have to, as a party, we have to solve the problem of these absentee ballots,
right.
Which didn't just come about
right.
because of COVID. This
right.
is a long-term
That's
strategy
right. That's right.
the Democrats have pushed. The Republican Party in every state needs to be looking into this, as does the RNC, and I'm afraid they're not doing that. Also, there's going to be some redistricting in some key states that I just don't think Republicans are on top of. We have to get on top of those issues before we can actually, you know, win an election again. I have hope that Republicans will turn out in such great numbers in 2022, but we just have to stay on them.
Well, Jennifer, you know, in what you're saying, I agree with, and what we need to do is exactly what the left did to win the last election. We've got to put some things aside as a party internally, you know, get rid of some of our differences, move forward in one solid direction, even if we come back to those differences after the fact, you know, who cares at this point? We've got to win an election in 2022 and in 2024, And what I'm seeing that we do not have right now, Jennifer, and I mean this sincerely, we don't have a solid leader to gather that together to make that happen. And to me, that's what we're lacking right now as a party. We don't have that one single source to look at, to organize, to get this stuff done.
Yeah, that's very true. And look, I look at the RNC. How many times has the RNC chair actually failed to win all three entities, the White House, the U.S. House, and the U.S. Senate? And yet that happened, and Ronna McDaniel is still in charge. Nobody at the RNC lost their job. Donald Trump lost his job.
They should have all lost their jobs, Jennifer.
They should. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's where my concern is.
Agreed.
You know, until that changes, we're going to have a rough road ahead. And so people just have to get their own message out there. Campaigns have to get their own message out there. And people just have to overcome some of these systemic problems that we now face as a party.
I agree. I think you're 100% correct in what you just said a moment ago. We've got to have a gathering, if you would, of ideas, make sure that we're on the same page. Again, put some of the petty differences aside, which, you know, I love my party dearly, Jennifer, but at times we fight and bicker over things that really at the end of the day don't matter, and in some cases cost us elections, and the other side wins because we're doing just that. Somehow we've got to put that stuff aside and move forward.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, think about how often you hear in the media that Republicans have a civil war brewing.
Right.
It's because we take our dirty laundry and we air it out in the streets, and
right.
That drives me crazy, too.
I agree.
You know, I went through this when I was the spokesperson for the California Republican Party. It's like, can we all just coalesce and win among the Democrats, you know, against the Democrats, instead of fighting about all these,
yep.
You know, nitpicky
Thank you.
Issues?
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly how it should be. Yeah, the number one goal, Jennifer, should be, and I say it on my show all the time, number one goal is we need to win. Put everything else aside. What does it take to win? Let's win. And if we win enough, then we can come back to some of these petty differences that some of you guys are bickering over. But the reality, Jennifer, is if we start winning, a lot of those go away anyways.
Yeah, it's so true. And look, the Democrats do this so well. You rarely hear, you've heard a little bit of it more now, because of people like AOC. She's young. She likes to talk directly to her supporters in the way that Donald Trump likes to talk directly to his supporters. But you never really hear about the blooming civil war in the Democratic Party.
Right.
It exists. It's there. The Bernie Sanders wing of the party doesn't really get along with the Pelosi wing of the party. AOC is clearly running that caucus, even though Nancy Pelosi pretends that she's not. All of those issues exist, probably more so than they do on the Republican side, but you never
hear about it.
Because they're focused on one thing, John,
that's right.
And that's winning.
That's right. And Jennifer, if there's anything I could get out to all of the Republicans that are out there, you know, no matter where they're at listening, no matter what state they're in, is to do exactly what we're talking about right now. The number one goal of the Republican Party right now needs to be, how do we win? And I'm going to be real honest, Jennifer, at times, there's going to be some elections in some different areas that we have to work, whereby you may not like the quote unquote squishy candidate that's there, but if that's the candidate needed to win that particular, you know, district or that particular, you know, section of a state, then Jennifer, that's what we have to do. And again, that goes back to what we said a moment ago. You put some of those petty differences aside and we win.
Yeah, it's true. Look, I don't like squishy candidates either. But I'm willing to look the other way.
But Jennifer, I don't either. But you and I both know there are certain districts, we have them in Colorado, whereby a staunch, solid conservative is not ever going to win that particular district. So we have to do something where we can somewhat meet in the middle, get those independents that are there to vote for us, and even some maybe, you know, sort of center-left Democrats to vote. You're not going to get that out of a hardcore, you know, tea-thumping Republican. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and look, the conservatives need to know this. You might not like everything about, you know, someone like a Mike Kaufman, for example, but you sure won't like who replaces him in the Democratic Party.
Amen.
That person's going to be so far left, you're going to have zero in common with him. Look, here's one key to my success I've had, and it does work, even on conservative campaigns and conservative organizations over the years. I do one thing, and that's I connect with people on the issues.
Yep.
And, for example, in the state of California, one of the most liberal states in the nation outside of maybe New York, I won for a taxpayer group that was super conservative. 8 or 9 different ballot initiatives in a row that were anti-tax, less government, smaller government, and we won them. You know why? Because we went out and talked to people who work for a living.
Right.
We went and talked to people about the gas tax and how they sat in traffic all day. We went and talked to people about things like that, and we never mentioned the word Republican, Democrat, or anything. When you talk to people on the issues and things that matter in their life instead of these petty political arguments,
that's right.
I think you can win every time.
Well said. Jennifer, as always, I appreciate it. How do folks find you and follow you on Twitter? You know, you've got all things, lots of things going on. How do they find you?
Just go to allamericannews.com. We have all the headlines you want to see during the day, and you can listen to radio show episodes, connect with us on there.
Jennifer, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Have a great evening. Jennifer Kearns, as she just said, you can find her all over the internet. And by the way, you can find her at facebook.com/Jennifer Kearns. It's K-E-R-N-S as well. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. They want to help you with all of your vehicle needs, whatever it is. If you're looking to go on spring break and you're driving your vehicle, get it in, get it inspected, and get that handled today. They're in the south part of town in Parker. ExtremeAutoRepair.com is their website. You can find them at KLZRadio.com or call direct 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Flesh and Beck is next. Kevin Flesh, and I say it all the time, but if you need anybody in your legal corner, that should be Kevin Flesh. He's trial-tested, trial-ready, always willing to go to bat for you, willing to go to court if needed, and he's just not afraid of the other side. He's not somebody that's going to settle just to settle because he doesn't want to go to court, which, by the way, there's lots and lots of attorneys out there that way. Nope, Kevin will represent you all the way through if needed, and it's easy. Give him a call, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few $100s for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
All right, speaking of traffic, folks, all of you are driving a vehicle, and we've got a place to go if you need a vehicle, whether it's new or used. Full Chevrolet products, a lot in stock, by the way. If you're looking to buy a truck especially, they would love to help you out in Fort Lupton. It's not much of a drive, folks. Please, it really isn't. You can get to Fort Lupton literally in about 30 minutes from anywhere in town. Shop online, pure4chevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, we are having to kind of bunch some things together here, so I'm not going to talk very long before we do our next break. It went really long in that first half hour because of Barry Shore. I just want to honor his time, and he was a great interview, and I just really enjoyed talking to him. And Jennifer as well. And we're going to talk tonight, National Crawford Roundtable, about the cancel culture. And it's really getting to the point where, folks, it's no wonder even we're on air today, literally. I'm sure the left would love nothing more than to cancel those of us like myself, that are doing what we do on a daily basis because we do not fit their mantra. And the reality is the cancel culture is out of control. It needs to be reined back in. And we talk about that in the National Crawford Roundtable tonight, you know, kind of what we as conservatives and Christians can do when it comes to the cancel culture. But up next, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, by the way, great guy. He would love to help you out with all of your mortgage needs. He'll give you a free mortgage review. And if you're looking to do something different with a rental property or even buy a new house, he'll help you with that as well. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, right now you can buy a gun. It's not much of a wait time. In fact, you could buy the gun, fill out the paperwork, walk around the showroom, look at some other accessories, holsters, things along those lines, or ammo, or even go on the range with a rental gun and do a little shooting while you're waiting for that to pass, and you could walk out owning a gun today. It's that simple. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics, but you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the 6 steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/Franktown. Confidence through practice.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office and they said, 'Come right on over.' Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I've had a great day today, so really appreciate everybody listening. If you ever miss an episode, by the way, any one of our hours, we get those up typically the morning after our program at night. You know, Charlie loads them up. I get them up on SoundCloud typically the next morning. So if you ever miss an episode, they are recorded. We podcast those. You can go right to the website, rushtoreason.com, or you can go to soundcloud.com/rushtoreason and find an episode there. So we get those all up, by the way, the next morning. And we really appreciate all of you that listen. Don't forget, National Crawford Roundtable is next. Speaking of podcasts, we talk about the cancel culture. We had a great time this morning recording that, and just have some great answers to, you know, what's going on in our world today and what we need to do to stand up against some of the nonsense that's out there. So with that, we'll sign off. Have a great evening. God bless you guys. Be safe. National Crawford Roundtable is next. Myself and Charlie signing off. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.